您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
The campus version of the popular Chinese matchmaking show If You Are the One was staged in Nanjing University over the weekend. This is actually a final examination for the university's relationship training course. Did anyone go home with a girlfriend or boyfriend? Let's find that out in a second. 一场名为《红豆南国》的校园版《非诚勿扰》在南京大学火热进行，这实际上是该校恋爱公开课的结业考试。从纸上谈兵到实战，大学生们究竟表现如何呢？ So guys, we've talked about this love and relationship training course in Nanjing University before, and back then we said this is a great thing.How did it turn out? How did these students do?
For reference, Nanjing University is one of the finest ones here in China, and it recently held the dating show to test students taking the school's relationship training open class, as most of the graduate students have never been in love before. And the show was designed in the format of a very popular Chinese TV dating show, 非诚勿扰, A View of the One, with participants from various universities in Nanjing.However, the result is only one couple successfully matched each other and received a 1,000 hongbao from the school. It's quite appalling from my perspective.
Appalling? Why?
You know, for one thing, only one couple succeeded. And for another, why most of the graduate students have never been in love before? It's actually similar to the results of the survey conducted by Fudan, right? 72% of the students remained single when they're graduate students. Why is this?
I think from what I can see of it is there's so much pressure on you.When you're at high school and when you're at university to do well, to get good grades. And the culture surrounding that is such that I think for many people, they just don't really have time to pursue any sort of relationship. And I think it's a bit of a rough deal that a lot of Chinese students get because you have so much pressure, you know, throughout high school to get good grades and to get into good university and then to study hard. And then once you've studied hard and you've got your degree, all of a sudden now there's pressure from your parents to get married. And if you haven't even then had, you know, any sort of relationship before,then, well, as we can see from the fact that this course even exists in the first place, that these people needed so much help to enter into a relationship, I think it's a very sad indictment of modern Chinese society and the pressure that young people are under in China now.
And plus, a lot of young students have got used to cyberspace, probably. So when it comes to face-to-face communication or interaction with the opposite sex, they tend to be shy.
Okay, yes, certainly there has been a bit of a problem for these students if, you know, you only live in the cyber world. That is not enough when you try to find a boyfriend or a girlfriend. There's face-to-face, even physical contact, maybe. So, yes, you need to know how to deal with a real person. I think it's just so unfair for Chinese students. There's one small thing I want to bring up thatMichael, I think, is different in China as what you see. That is, in university. What I see is, in university, when students go to university after Gaokao, they're like prisoners released from jail. And there isn't as much pressure to study in university. So it's the time for people to party and to have fun.
So why don't they?
They do! Not all of them do, but a lot of them also do. I'm confusing myself right here. So you're seeing a different scene in the university.
But I mean, if this, the very fact that this course exists suggests that there's a problem here, that people aren't, you know...aren't interacting with each other on that sort of level. And, you know, by the time they leave university, as we've heard just now, a lot of people have never been in love. So why is this the case then, if people are, as you say, going out and enjoying themselves and going to a party or something like that?
We've seen different types of people because this course is specifically designed for those students who don't know how to start a relationship. And those people are pretty much nerds themselves. And so some of the techniques might be very helpful.However, the success rate is so low, just one couple succeeded.
I urge this university to continue having this kind of training course. I think it's useful. for university students, sometimes you just need to get out of your dorm and get away from your computer for a second and interact with real people.